This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have me live for the next 2 hours, and I appreciate your trust very much. Folks, we have over 115 radio stations across America listening to us even now, and we're also broadcasting into 53 countries, and thank you very much for making us the number one weekend radio show, as well as the number two show during the week on Genesis Communication Network, which only shows, friends, that people are tired of the rhetorical talk, the conservative talk. They're tired of the lies that they're being inundated with on a 24/7 basis by the CIA-controlled mainstream media, no question about it, and this proves it. If you want to check us out online at any time, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over onto Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E. We also wanted to let you know, friends, that we are taking Facebook to task. We had an attorney step up to the plate and say, listen, what they're doing is fraud. It's fraudulent, and like what we were told back in the 50s concerning the things that we were sold by the media that dares call anybody a conspiracy theorist for calling out those that are committing the act of conspiracies concerning asbestos back in the 50s. Remember how it was sold and it wasn't, that wasn't the cause of cancer and everything's okay, and they put these campaigns out like you're crazy if you think that this is cancer causing. Well, there was an attorney that got involved, and he was sick and tired of the lies that these corporations were promulgating and perpetuating crimes against the people. And he got inside in discovery, and the house of cards fell, friends. And it's the same thing that's going to happen to these big tech companies once we get in there, because we're not going to roll over in the face of those that mean to desecrate and dishonor the hundreds of thousands of men that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have today concerning the sacrifice they made on our behalf. It first starts in the spirit, 2 Corinthians 5:15. If you want to check us out online, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Go over to our website, friends, where we have hundreds of videos bringing about the resolve, if you're willing to bring it, concerning America's dilemma. Short videos, and I think you're going to enjoy them. People seem to like them very much. With that said, that's Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean over on YouTube. If you'd like to call in at any time, please stick to the topic. We only have 2 hours. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Read the Bible, the Word of God, study our forefathers to understand what I'm sharing with you even now to be true, friends, and check out the Constitution. Constitution of the United States of America. Namely, at the very end of that Constitution, it talks about 1787 and the year of our Lord, just to confirm and affirm the very things that I'm sharing with you even now. Everything we're going to talk about today, I want you to cross-check me for your own good so you know it to be a fact rather than opinion. We're not here to give you opinion. We're here to give you the facts. If you want my opinion, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. You can go ahead and give a call and ask, and I'll give you my opinion, but you can rest assured my opinion is going to be according to the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, because there is sound. Outside of that is error. And the Bible says that we are to have sound speech, period. Cool? With that said, friends, let's kick this off. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Chuck Baldwin just wrote an article. I don't like the name of it. I'm not a gloom and doomer, never have been. We are to occupy till he comes. But what that says, the name of the article is, are these the last few days in the life of the Second Amendment? You know, friends, it's interesting that what you would, again, you've been conditioned to believe that there's a left and a right, and I'm here to erase the left by telling you that if you're doing the right thing all the time, there is not a left, okay? We're ruled by law in this country, Article 4, Section 4, not opinion, not by party affiliations, which are unconstitutional, which are only created to divide and conquer the American people. Read Mark 3:25 when you get a moment. But folks, it's interesting that what the left is telling you through their debates, their presidential debates, right, to see who's going to be the presidential contender on the Democratic side, it's interesting to note as the circus of politics goes on, friends, that the very things that they're calling for, like taking away your R-15s, your AR-15s, isn't it interesting how this is rolling out by Donald Trump, that which you'd be called, well, you've been taught to define as the right? The very guy that claims that he is pro-Second Amendment and reassured everybody at an NRA convention that he is here to ensure your rights, your Second Amendment rights, well, he's the very one stripping them away from you. For those that have not caught on yet and you want to call me a lunatic for telling you the truth, you might want to go look in the mirror, get the facts, go back to the mirror, and then call yourself the lunatic because you got your head stuck in the sand if you're not paying attention to the details as to what is happening in this country. But then again, this is the only radio station in the country that has been telling you exactly what's rolling out over the last 20 years. You know, how many times I've shared with my listeners, you know, for those that go on, as a matter of fact, go online, do a Google search of the things that they have said about me, and notice how they're quiet after it comes to pass. And these are the times that we're in, friends. They are irrational. They're unlawful. It's also interesting to note, to go back to the presidential contenders that are given to you on the left side as well as the right side. Keep in mind the people that are offering you these presidential contenders on the left are the same ones that are offering you presidential contenders on the right. Same powers that be, friends, because the agenda is going forward. It's raining God's judgment because, again, the people in this country refuse to love him enough to actually keep his commandments in dealing with the corrupt. That's why they have this rhetorical, the circus of politics and the clowns and actors that are playing out to keep the people merely entertained. But isn't it interesting that when you look at the contenders both on the left and on the right, you know, friends, many of the things that they're advocating more than not, that's factual, are un-American. Matter of fact, if you look at the Constitution and you look at for the things that they're trying to advocate concerning their agenda, again, keep in mind, Americans have been taught that when the Democrats are in power, then they're a law unto themselves and whatever they say goes. And then when you look to the right concerning the Republicans, whatever they say, they're a law unto themselves. And whatever they say, then that must be how things are going to go too. Folks, have you really become that ignorant to believe this? Yes, you have in so many different ways. What they're advocating for is un-American. It runs counter to the U.S. Constitution. And it's also interesting to note, friends, that there's 200 actual presidential contenders in the United States of America that the media has blacked out completely. Why? Because they don't want you to know that you have more options than the ones that they mean to deliver up. Because the ones that they're delivering up, no matter who wins, friends, they always win because they're the ones that gave them to you in the first place as an option. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. John Diamond with Peacemakers Outreach. I would like to personally invite you, your friends, and church families to the first annual Faith and Freedom Conference that's being held at the Edinburgh Camp and Conference Grounds on September 28th. Our lineup includes a group of the strongest Christ-centered American patriots ever brought to Western Pennsylvania.
The Faith and Freedom Conference in Edinburgh features moderator Dr. Mike Spaulding of Soaring Eagle Radio, Fran Reese, president of Salt and Light Council, nationally known speakers and authors William Federer and Matt Truella, Dan Fisher, a leader of the Modern Black Robe Regiment, Rusty Thomas of Operation Save America, syndicated radio host Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio, and Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer of Cast the Salt Ministries.
It's the Faith and Freedom Conference in Edinburgh, September 28th. For tickets and information, go to faithandfreedomconference.com. That's faithandfreedomconference.com. Faith and freedom. You can't have one without the other.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We got lots to talk about. Second hour, we're going to talk about They Would Just Sing Louder. As you know, friends, over the last couple days, we've been talking about commemorating what happened on September 11th. I've spent the last couple days highlighting those things in remembrance of what has happened to we the people and how we the people have been under attack since September 11th and how Muslims are taking office in the United States of America and how it is that we were told by the corrupt media and the corrupt politicians since September 11th, 2001, that we were under attack by the Muslims for 18 years, and now after 18 years, we have the same corrupt politicians alluring them into the United States of America. Well, the CIA-controlled mainstream lying media, friends, is there to cover for the Muslims when they attack Americans. You heard me right. It's exactly what's being played out. Leviticus 26, starting 15. Deuteronomy 28, starting Deuteronomy 28, verse 15. Read to the end of chapter on both chapters of both Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, because verbatim, that's exactly what's happening to this country today. I don't care what any other famous preacher may tell you, friends, about how we are under the blessings of God. I'm here to tell you, friends, that we are under the judgments of God, clear as day, clear as the nose on your face. And again, the agenda goes forward no matter who's in the people's White House, and tell the American people, repent before a just and a holy God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All is lost. You can rest assured. We serve Jesus Christ here for, and the Father here for what Jesus did for us on the cross as being the propitiation of the sins of mankind by washing us in his blood unto him who loved us and washed us in his own blood from our sins, Revelations 1:5. We serve him because of what he did for us. We serve him out of gratitude. And he gave us the love love to love him back. Friends, the Bible tells us that he first loved us, and we love him in return. Romans 5:5 tells us that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost that's been given unto us. And if we go over to 1 John chapter 5, it also tells us, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. So we cannot do anything without the interposition or intervention of God the Father through Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Ghost. We can do nothing without him. And let me tell you what, I'm the first one here to tell you that is a fact, AccuJack, big time. So let's get to this, okay? I was just sharing with you, friends, that these actors, these clowns in the circus of politics that are being put up on the left, the Democratic side of the government, that's all fictitious, you know. It's a political language designed to make lies sound truthful. And that's exactly what's being played out here. And with that said, these handful of politicians are advocating taking away your AR-15s. Well, it's interesting, they're being put up as the bad guys, but if you look over to the other side of the aisle, namely the Republican side or the President of the United States of America, who claims to be pro-Second Amendment, it's interesting to know, friends, he's the one doing for what you would call the left their biddings for him, by stripping you away of your God-given rights. Okay, so with that said, I don't want to belabor that point. I want to move on here. But I want you to think about this. You know what I'm about to tell you is true, just like I do. Okay, here's the quote. Governments owned by corporations, we know this because the American people have tolerated this, run by psychopaths, they're liars, John 8:44, lying about an imaginary economy based on debt that they've created, fueled by illegal wars, of course, destroying ecosystems, poisoning our food and water. We know this is a fact, decreasing our education, increasing our prisons, manipulating the media and controlling the media, suppressing free energy, making us struggle, starve, humiliating, and killing the rest of the world. Folks, that's the agenda. I didn't say it. It came directly out of their own mouths. Now, what's the response of the American people? And while you stay silent and pay your taxes and vote, right? It doesn't matter who does the voting, friends. It matters who does the counting, said Joseph Stalin. And it's exactly where we're at today in this country. Now, let me counter it with what our forefathers, also an architect of the U.S. Constitution, known as the father of religion in the United States of America. He was the third president of the United States. His name was Thomas Jefferson. Been to his house three times, got the hat and the t-shirt. And it's interesting to note, friends, that he said, I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. And what is the war that's being waged against we the people? What is it going for, folks? Well, they're going to desensitize. They're going to deprogram us. They want slaves, and that's exactly what they're creating, friends. And we need to wake up as to what's going on. If we go back and we study out the Declaration of Independence, our forefathers threw off what you're accepting in so many different ways. Here, friends, just to make clear, again, I'm for reformation. Okay, they're for revolution. Okay, I'm for righteousness. They're for unrighteousness. I'm for abiding by the law. They're for tearing down the law and recreating it in their own devilish image. Okay, so as to know what you're up against, that's where we're at today. Okay, so we see that the current administration is attempting to disarm the American people. We've seen this since day one, friends. And I need to drive this the other direction, because if you want to win the fight, you're going to have to take what they're doing and shove it right back down their throats, okay? Because the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie. And we know that we follow the truth giver, John 14:6, and we know that Jesus came into the world to manifest himself to destroy the works of the devil. And he's still doing the same thing to the on the behalf of the obedient church. They understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Period. Okay? And we know that greater is he that is in us, 1 John 4:4, than he that is in the world. And we know that we've been made to be overcomers, Romans 8:37. Romans 8:37. And we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. But let's just go to this, okay? Because we know that the father of the Bill of Rights warned that the best way to enslave the people is to disarm them. This is what they're systematically doing today, okay? Well, a good portion of you are under the delusion that you have a righteous leader who's doing the opposite of what he says. You're going to catch on to what I'm saying either sooner or later. I'm just hoping in the fact that you might awaken sooner than later for the good of all of us. Okay? And I know people are awakening. But also keep in mind, friends, what I'm saying in a scriptural sense and a spiritual sense is, while men slept, the enemy sowed tares. There's too many people sleeping in this country today. Okay? Let me just take it to Scripture. The Rock of Ages. The Word of the Lord which endureth forever. So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan. This is Scripture, 1 Samuel 13:22. Well, what are you trying to say, Bradley? I'm trying to say the way that you control the people is disarm them, just like the father of the Bill of Rights, George Mason, told you. Okay? When you go to 1 Samuel, forgive me. I've got several scriptures coming up in mind. 1 Samuel 13, going to verse 19, there was no smith found throughout all the land of Israel. They were oppressed by the Philistines, okay? For the Philistines said, lest the Hebrews make them swords or spears. In other words, what they're saying is they may be able to defend themselves if they are armed with weapons. Verse 20, but all the Israelites went down to the Philistines to sharpen every man his shear and his coulter and his axe and his mattock. Yet they had a file for the mattocks and for the coulters and for the forks and for the axes and to sharpen the goads. So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were under control of their oppressors, namely the Philistines, except Saul and Jonathan. But with Saul and with Jonathan, his son was there found. Okay. So how do you control the people? You disarm them. Scripture is very clear about this. Common sense comes into play. Jesus said in Luke 11:21, he said, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. And number two is 22 is, but when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor whereof he trusted and divideth his spoils. Of course. You have to disarm the people so you can have absolute control over them. Remember, again, George Mason, the father of the Bill of Rights, warned to disarm the people was the best and most effectual way to enslave them. What's been the response in the United States of America? What's been the response? Well, from the people where they mandate maximum magazines of 30 per clip, that have been mandated by unconstitutional policy by corrupt politicians in the United States, not one has been turned in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, we're seeing this backfire all across the globe because people are aware as to what's going on concerning this global initiative that they're trying to create under a global government, namely one, the UN. People are awake to what's going on, folks, on a global scale. And I know that they mean to browbeat you into submission. I know that they're going to give you false polls to give you the illusion that there's so many people that are for getting rid of their AR-15s and in any way to defend themselves. Folks, it's just not true. Because if that was the case, why is there hundreds of millions of guns in the hands of the United States, namely the people within? It doesn't jive, friends. You need to understand, John 8:44 says there's no truth in them. And this is what they do, is they use the media to belittle anybody and everybody that would dare stand up against their corruption. I want to tell you this, and you need to listen to me carefully. People all across the country are armed for the very reason of what I'm highlighting even now. We'll be right back.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump pledged to protect the Second Amendment just hours after huddling with top advisors to discuss gun control measures he might be willing to publicly stand behind.
We had a big meeting today on guns. Both meetings went very well. A lot of progress was made, I believe, on the background checks and various things having to do with guns. We're dealing with the Democrats, and I think we're dealing very well. It seems like they'd like to do something. And I think that I can speak for Republicans, they'd like to do something, but I want to make it clear, our Second Amendment will be protected fully.
Trump's comments came after he was briefed on a list of potential gun control measures that his aides, members of Congress, and Capitol Hill staffers have been discussing, and that there appears to be a broad internal agreement on. A formal announcement on the president's plan is expected as soon as next week. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Well, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, thank you to Michael Roach, my friend over at Before It's News, which are under attack as well, for the live broadcast. If you'd like to watch it over there, you can, beforeitsnews.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we just started this live chat a couple months back. We just wanted to see what would happen. We kind of fluctuate with a good Wi-Fi signal here, and it seems to be going well. And with that, we're seeing the growth begin to take place. So if you'd like to watch us live, you can, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And this is one channel, friends. Just keep this in mind. This is one channel out of 115 channels across the United States of America. So you get to see us on YouTube. Say hello to us. We go back and forth on comments. I love to see the feedback again. You can go to Sons of Liberty Media or Before It's News and check us out. We're live right now online. Let me get back to this, friends. We're talking about what's going on here. You just heard during the break Donald Trump saying, listen, I'm going to stand fully behind the Second Amendment. But, you know, the Democrats, they want a little gun control measure, and the Republicans want a little gun control measure. So we're going to see what we're going to do here, but it seems to go very well, like everything else does, right? No matter if it's negative or positive, it's always a positive to Donald Trump, right? Even when it works against we the people. But do you notice the double talk here? So if you're going to fully back the U.S. Constitution, by the way, friends, it is for you to fully back the Second Amendment rights. The purpose given to us by our forefathers was in case government went tyrannical on us. And you see that out in play today. You see that in full function today. On a daily basis, friends, we are under attack by a bunch of criminal politicians that are trying to upend our Constitution and give over our sovereignty to the United Nations. This is in full play today. In full play. Okay? So let's not play the fool. Let's not be the laughing stock of those that we laugh at, America, because keep in mind, the joke is on us. We have to wake up and take responsibility to do what they're unwilling to do. They don't, let me reiterate the point, they do not have delegated authority from we the people to negotiate or to debate away our God-given rights. If you want to fully implement your Second Amendment right, you must remain an armed people and understand that if you want your rights, you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith to keep your rights and let them know that there is no negotiations, there is no vote. And as I've said 100,000 times, friends, either you're going to deal with corrupt anti-gunner politicians for violating and transgressing our Bill of Rights, Article 2, Section 4, or you're going to be disarmed. That's just how it's going to go down. And so far, the American people are responding to corruption with silence, non-action. No, we're not giving up our clips. We're not giving up our magazines. No, we're not giving up our guns. We are not that stupid, right? But I want you to remember something, friends. What's happening today would have never in a million years happened under Barack Hussein Obama. Under Barack Hussein Obama, he even said the word gun and gun sales would skyrocket. As a matter of fact, you've probably seen one of my articles fly across the United States when I put an article out there called Barack Hussein Obama, America's Greatest Gun Salesman in the History of America. That's exactly right. Folks, but we need to understand that we can't go to sleep when a guy that everybody loves, for the most part, friends, a good portion of you, you need to keep in mind he's the one that they're going to use to do it. And that's why I'm continuously blowing the trumpet into your ears saying, America, don't play the fool. Don't play the fool. Nobody likes to be lied to. And listen, even Trumpites, I don't like you being lied to neither. Do you like being lied to? Good. Because I want to tell you something, friends. You're being lied to. And you just heard him lie again concerning his double talk. Well, I'm here to fully back the Second Amendment, but you know what? They want to take a little on the right and they want to take a little on the left. That's double talk. There is no talks. There is no negotiations. What keeps us a free people is when we are an armed people, friends. To enslave the people, said the father of Bill of Rights, George Mason, is to disarm the American people. And these red flag laws, friends, are dangerous. It's targeting their political opposition, friends. It is targeting their political opposition to strip them of their right to defend themselves against tyranny in action. Period. And we've seen over 1,700 cases in the United States of America, and a man in Maryland was shot dead by the police because he refused to give up his guns. And I want to tell you something, friends. No longer are they the police. No longer are they there upholding the U.S. Constitution. No longer are they there working on the behalf of magnifying the law against the crime. Now they have become agents of the state that are working against your God-given rights, who have violated their sworn oaths. That's a fact. And by the way, I don't know how many cop friends that I have, state troopers, military police, whatever the case is. Every single one of them says, if you want to disarm, then you go ahead and do it because we're not doing it for you. See, all of you good people out there saying that we're just doing our job when we listen to corrupt politicians. No, you're not doing your job. You're violating your oath, because if you were doing your job, then you would be the first one to stand against that tyrant and have him removed. Article 2, Section 4, for the act of treason. Article 3, Section 3. Why? Because he is not the law unto himself. Article 6, Section 2 tells us that the U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, not corrupt politicians. Period. Period. I'm going to give this to you line upon line, because Americans must understand what's happening today. Administration after administration has incrementally and systematically stripped the people of their right to bear arms with one excuse after another. And I want to tell you what their excuses are. Let me reiterate this. This is not tedious. Philippians 2. Philippians 3, forgive me. Corrupt politicians are talking about stripping law-abiding gun owners and their rights concerning their Second Amendment. They're talking about further stripping them of their right to bear arms because of the actions of criminals. Did you hear what I said? They're looking to further strip you law abiders because of the actions of criminals. They want you to play the fool. They want you to be that dummy down. They want you to believe that they're actually looking out for the good of the people when it's these same people that have sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. And that, by the way, refuse to execute murderers that are in prison today. Put that in the balance of God's word because it runs antithetical every step of the way concerning heaven on this. If folks, you know what? Christians all day pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then do it his way and quit doing it your own way. I just watched a documentary on a guy named Chris Watts. He killed his family because he found himself a new girlfriend. Kills his pregnant wife, strangles her to death. Then he takes his two little girls and he strangles them. Then he suffocates them with their blankets. This was a year ago in August. And you know what he was afraid of? You know what his response is? When he confessed that he actually killed his wife? You know what he was afraid of? That he would go to prison. Can you imagine if there would have been a gallows there with a noose on it? Can you imagine a public hanging, friends, to the next person that dare lay a finger on his brother or his sister unlawfully to commit a crime like murder? Life for life, the Bible tells us. The way we used to do it in this country, it was a deterrent from crime. Now they're being enabled to commit the crime because they know the worst thing that's going to happen to them, friends, is to merely go to prison. You know what Chris Watts said after he confessed? F it, he said. Expletive. He said, I'm going to prison. I told my family, I said, do you think that he knew he would have been executed? He would have been hung within 2 to 3 days the way that they used to in this country? I said, do you think he would have felt encouraged to go ahead and premeditate the murder of his pregnant wife and his two daughters and then throwing him into two oil bins and then burying his wife a couple hundred yards away? No way! He would have never committed the crime in a million years, and you know it. You want to deter crime, then you get back to the Word of God. And you do it the way the Lord said, not the way that you think, friends. And keep in mind, the very ones that advocate for murdering innocent babies, Proverbs 6:17, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Isn't it interesting that say it's cruel and unusual punishment to actually execute someone that murders? Why? Because they're showing you what they're guilty of. Do you remember when Jesus was delivered up? Do you remember when Caiaphas, and he led up the Pharisees and the Herodians to say, crucify him, crucify him. Remember when Pontius Pilate came out and washed his hands because he wanted to play innocent concerning the death of the Son of God, which didn't fly. You should see the end of Pontius Pilate, which most people don't know. At length, he was sent into exile and he committed suicide. You don't go there. All politics aimed at the Christ and his church end in self-destruction. It is a fact. It is a fact that many in this generation and in the present day in America and on a global basis that are going to learn the hard way because they refuse to acknowledge the word of the living God. They refuse to acknowledge. But this is what I wanted to say, friends. Chris Watts wasn't afraid of anything else other than the fact that he knew that he was going to go to prison. And if you see the way that they're treated in prison, friends, it is the sickest thing you'll ever see in your life. They're encouraged, they're enabled by the very people that are advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb are the very ones saying, don't kill Chris Watts, don't kill Scott Peterson for doing the same exact thing. Now we come to the times, friends, where they're showing leniency to those that kill their pregnant wives and their own little children. Whoa! It shows you how sick they are. Remember the word of God. Remember when Barabbas, do you want Barabbas, the one that committed murder in the insurrection? Do you want the murderer released from prison while we take an innocent man and throw him in his place? What did they choose, friends? They chose the murderer. Why? Because he was guilty of the same things they were. They were. We need to wake up as to what's going on here. Hey, folks, I've heard it said that, you know, the whole world's going to be blind. If it's an eye for an eye, listen, if you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God, working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply in the current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to put something into perspective. Again, I'm getting some comments going back and forth, and I want to clarify, because what people do is they pick scriptures like a bunch of pigeons picking peas. Okay, and what I want to do is I want to put this back into perspective, because we have a guy saying right now that, you know, that Satan and the government are one and the same, that Satan has absolute control over the government, and that we're supposed to put on the whole armor of God. Yes, but let's keep that into perspective, okay? These are testing grounds for us, because when you look at the promises of God, we have all power and authority given over us and unto us. And it tells us in Luke 19:10, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you," okay? The Bible says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. But I know that there are succumbers that are not born of the Spirit of God, and what they do is they take scriptures and they reverse them to carry about the condemnation that they themselves carry. The Bible tells us that Wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. You can go ahead and live that way if you want to, brother, but I'm here to tell you what you're saying is out of context. And I'm also here to tell you what it tells us in Isaiah 6:9, that unto us was a son given. And upon him, the government is upon his shoulders, the Bible tells us, okay? And it also tells us in Psalm 24 that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Okay, so get out of your mind, all of you that have been listening to the modern gospel, how Satan rules the roost. He's a defeated foe. We've been given power over all of the works of the enemy, period, okay? So when you begin to look at Scripture and twist it the way that Satan twisted Scripture, you can go ahead and live as a defeatist if you want to. But don't spread your poison, okay? Because there's a breed of people there out there that are born of the Spirit of God, and they know that they have been created to overcome the world. And what is it that overcomes the world? Oh, wait a second. Even our faith. 1 John chapter 5, okay? So with that said, I want to keep moving on here, friends. Because I got some, again, biblically illiterates I have to deal with in the process of also doing my show. And I don't say that to backhand them, but if you're going to be froward and disingenuous, you're going to get it. Okay? You're just going to get what the Word says, because my Bible tells me that I'm here to contend for the faith. Against who? Those that have turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. Read the book of Jude, verse 3. That's where it starts. Okay? Moving on. We are talking about the father of the Bill of Rights. And to disarm the people was the best and most effectual way to enslave them, is exactly what's happening. And how is this happening? As I said earlier, incrementally. James Madison, the father of the Constitution, said, I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of freedom of the people by gradual, that's right, little by little, encroachments by those in power that have been entrusted by we the people through delegated power, those that serve the people, derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, the Declaration, than by violence and sudden usurpations. Than by sudden and violent usurpations. Okay? So today we see it in a full frontal attack by this current administration that's right in front of our faces to further strip the American people, the law-abiding gun owners of their right to bear arms through something called red flag laws. They're dangerous. And I'm here to tell you, friends, they're not law. But if you believe it to be law because Donald says it is, then you go ahead and give up your means to defend you and your family. Oh, my gosh. How many times do we have to show you history before you catch on to history, friends? And what is the history of tyrants, friends? And this isn't a scare tactic. This is factual history. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, 13 million Jews and dissidents and gypsies were unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Do you think Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich and his SS officers just said, well, listen, just disarm us for the good of all the people? No, that's not what he did. It was there to strip his political opposition away. And what did he do? Even when they were being rounded up and brought to the concentration camps, friends, they still believed that Adolf wasn't there to destroy them. And though they were. Joseph Stalin, 1924 to 1953, said, if the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves. He killed what? 20 to 40 million of his own people in the process. You know what? After he died, you know what the people of the USSR said of him? He was the father of the nation. They looked at Joseph Stalin as the savior of the people. You know Adolf Hitler? You know how the people of Germany looked upon Adolf Hitler? As the savior of the people. You know Benito Mussolini? He was looked upon by the people that he destroyed, friends, as the savior of the people. Why? Because they refused to serve the savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. And they allowed man to take his place. Isaiah 14, just like Satan would have it, the people of Italy, Germany, and Russia, that's how they had it, to their own demise, and it's happening in America today. In America today. The Soviet Union in 1929 established gun control. From 1929 to 1953, 20 million dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Oh, it sounds like a great idea, Donald. Keep bringing it on. We're too stupid to see how this works. No, we have our eyes closed all the way to hell. No, sir. Like the Gadsden flag, the snake that's coiled up and ready to strike, our eyes are always open. That's our history. What's going on in this country, America, has no business operating in this country in a tyrannical sense, because you have been given what none other people on this globe have been given in over 5,000 years. And you're just going to hand it over? Boy. Boy, oh boy. Mao Zedong, communist dictator of China, said, "War can only be abolished by and through war. And in order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the guns." What's happening? What's happening, America? They're taking up the gun. Hey, you've seen, I'm sure you've seen this. I'm speaking to you, America. I'm not talking to a third world country, just as a reminder. But you do know that your government is arming agencies like the IRS, like the DHS, like the VHA, OIG, SSA, and the NPS. These are all acronyms for these agencies. Why are they arming agencies against we the people, America? And furthermore, why would the IRS be armed? That is the very definition of totalitarianism. A government by force? Whoa. And we're seeing it. We're seeing its head, friends. And it needs to be lawfully dealt with. Period. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Mayberry versus Madison, 5 U.S. 92, Cranch 137, 174, 176, and 1803. Okay, cross-check me. I want you to. China established gun control in 1935, and from 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Do you know that he was considered to be a savior of his people? Do you know, and I shared this with you a couple weeks ago, that Mao Zedong, he created a drought, a man-made drought that killed millions and scores of millions of his own people. Do you know that the people that Mao Zedong killed off, do you know that their grandkids today worship Mao Zedong as if to suggest he was a god? Isaiah 14, read it. How stupid can people be? Folks, whoa. And you can't make this up. That's what's crazy about this. Idi Amin, president of Uganda from 1971 to 1979. Yes, you heard me right. He said, "I don't want to be controlled by any superpower. I myself consider myself the most powerful figure in the world." He's deceived. "And that is why I don't let any superpower control me." You're under control, dude. You're deceived. You work at the enemy's will, at his will, and by his will. Pol Pot, who created in Cambodia... Oh, I'm sorry. Uganda established gun control from 1971 to 1979. 300,000 Christians unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Why? Because they gave themselves over to the arm of the flesh. Cursed be that man. Blessed be the man that trusteth in the arm of the Lord. Pol Pot, who created Cambodia, one of the 20th century's most brutal and radical regimes, were responsible for killing 1 million of his own educated yet unarmed people. Hey, folks, our forefathers didn't arm the American people for the purpose of hunting, but rather to protect themselves from those that were doing the hunting. Namely, the tyrant King George. The Second Amendment is only to vouchsafe our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and to ensure all of the other rights given unto us by our Creator. Why on God's green earth would your government be attempting to disarm you in the face of those that mean to conquer us even today? Well, they're alluring them in, America. Hey, when we come back, what we're going to be talking about is they would just sing louder. It's very disturbing to hear, but folks, it's the history of the church, because the church is responsible for what's going on in this country today. Second hour coming up, 1-866-582-9933.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.